The choice of words really matter. From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street for The Point. With the president and vice president each announcing their support for expanding the legal definition of marriage to include same-sex relationships, and with Republican candidate Mitt Romney voicing his position over the weekend, we can be certain that this will be one of the central issues of this campaign. As with any debate about social morality, you can expect the language used to be caustic, inaccurate, and generally grand adventures and missing the real point. For example, when the state of North Carolina overwhelmingly voted to clearly delineate marriage as for one man, one woman relationships, headlines reported they banned same-sex marriage. But as Ryan Anderson pointed out, banning something implies that it once existed. But votes like these, which has happened in 31 states so far, don't ban anything. They prevent the government from recognizing and forcing everyone else to recognize a new expanded definition of marriage. And those are two very different things. See Anderson's article at thepointradio.org. I'm John Stone Street.